healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Pamela McNabb. I have today on the phone a healthcare professional, Melody. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Melody, again, your company name and website address, please.
My company is House Calls Health and Wellness, and the email address, melody@housecallsnursing.ca.
Perfect. Now, your company provides in-home care to not just seniors, but postnatal care or people who have come out of the hospital. But I really wanted to talk to you today about diabetes and the importance of seniors especially, really staying on top of being a diabetic and the services you provide to people with diabetes. Can you explain that a bit more? Foot care service?
For our foot care services, we definitely see many people with diabetes in different stages of diabetes, some of them who are taking insulin, others who are just managing it with diet or oral medication. But it's very important for diabetics to remember that they need to have somebody professional looking at their feet once a month. It really isn't sufficient for their spouse or their kids to be doing their foot care because there are such serious implications to even the smallest cut on a diabetic's foot. The healing time has decreased steadily, and there's neuropathy involved, so they don't feel any injuries that happen there. So they definitely need to have professionals looking at their feet on a monthly basis.
And it was shocking to me when I kind of did more research on diabetes for a future program that we're doing that I thought I knew a ton about what it means to be a diabetic. I have, you know, great aunts and uncles who have had amputations. We have, it's not type 1, but type 2 in my family, and it's significant. My father's diabetic. My uncle is diabetic. They use a needle for their insulin. But I never really knew that something as simple as a pebble in a shoe or a seam in a sock rubbing on the foot can cause a sore that really within a very short period of time can be catastrophic because diabetics don't heal quickly or properly. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, so basically what happens in a situation like that is that injury turns into what we call a diabetic ulcer, and without proper wound care to that ulcer, it can end up being life-threatening. It can result in the loss of a toe or a foot or a life. Because it spread rapidly and it doesn't respond well to healing. So the best thing for diabetics to do is really focus on prevention, and that's where most of the education around diabetes is around, you know, healthy, active lifestyle, good diet, proper foot care, socks without seams, compression stockings, all those things. We work very hard to educate our clients, not just go in, do their foot care and leave, but give them the whole realm of what they should be doing so that we're really providing them well-rounded, holistic care.
And I guess that, you know, as a child of a diabetic, I think, well, my dad's going to know if he has a sore on his foot. But I guess that with the numbness that can happen with diabetics, how does an old person actually get to look at the bottom of his foot? And they really don't. And so I think that for a lot of children of parents who are diabetic, it is super serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a regular senior can't see the bottom of their feet generally. And so if they can't see the bottom of their feet and then they can't also feel the bottom of their foot, then there's real issues there. So they do need somebody checking and keeping an eye even on the smallest little mark, ingrown toenail, corn, what have you, that could be causing serious problems down the road.
And diabetic stockings, what are they and how do they work, Melody?
So compression stockings are a little different. When you're talking about diabetic stockings, I think I'm thinking of socks that would have no seams that would keep the diabetic from experiencing any
compression.
Sores. Yeah. Compression is for edema, which is swelling. As well, it does help with healing. So if someone has a diabetic ulcer, there are stockings that they can provide for them to help the healing and kind of keep the blood flow to that wound so that it heals more quickly.
But I remember my grandmother at an old folks home in Winnipeg. She had someone coming in daily morning to put them on and night to take them off. Like, they really are impossible to get on for a person who's able, let alone a senior.
They're difficult for seniors to get on, for sure. I mean, and there are, you know, special tools that people should have, special gloves, and we have devices for removing and devices for putting them on. But it is always better if they're put on properly because a compression stocking is fit very tight, and if it's not put on properly and wrinkles are left in it, those wrinkles, again, will cause more damage than good because they'll cut into the skin and create another sore.
So is someone paying an hour service in the morning to put it on and an hour to take it off?
They are. Yeah, okay. They are. So with a service like that, it's a five-minute visit. So what we would do in our company is we would stay then for the full hour rather than just leaving when we're done. And maybe make some breakfast, get them dressed. So we're not just going to come in, put your stockings on and leave and charge you for an hour.
So is this covered by healthcare in Canada at all?
In some cases, it might be covered by extended benefits. If someone's a veteran, it would be covered by Veterans Affairs. So there are ways of recouping some of that as well. It is a medical expense, so it is something that they can save with their prescriptions, et cetera, to give to their accountant and get some of it back that way.
Okay, so that's something that for children to look into for their parents as well. Melody, thank you so much for being on our show today, talking about diabetes and aging and compression stockings and what it means to be a diabetic and the importance of taking care of your feet as a diabetic. Again, your website address is?
Housecallsnursing.ca.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the show, Melody.
Thanks for having me.